Hare Krishna. Scriptural wisdom makes our sight right. Our sight refers to what we see. Now, our sight often misleads us. The standard example that is given of an animal chasing a deer chasing a mirage in a desert. The deer desperately wants water, and it chases the more it chases a mirage, which actually it sees with its sight. But the more it goes deeper and deeper into the forest, the more it gets in the desert, the more it gets exhausted, and the more it gets lost and moves on the path to death. So the sight leads it wrong. Now, similarly in this world, certainly we use our sight for functioning, for walking, for seeing things, and that is good. But in terms of determining a goal for our life, in terms of determining the right object for fulfilling our need for happiness, our sight often misleads us. With our sight, we see many attractive sense objects. Sometimes objects are irresistibly attractive. And we get captivated by them. And we start chasing those sense objects. And the more we chase those sense objects, the more we go away from real happiness. Because although the sense objects are captivating, they are like a mirage in the sense that they do not give the happiness that we think will be there. And by pursuing the sense objects, we get disappointment, we get frustration, we get entanglement, we get tribulation. Ultimately, we continue on in the cycle of birth and death. So, our sight leads us wrong. It does not take us toward the right direction, at least when it comes to the overall quest for happiness in our life. And that's why we need scripture. Scripture helps us to understand the spiritual underlying the material. If we do not have scripture, then what happens? Then we get misled. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. Utkramantam sthitam vapi bhunjanam va gunanvitam vimudhananu pashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushaha. So Krishna says that how the soul is entangled in matter, how the soul strives to come out of matter, how the soul stays trapped in material existence, all this is how the soul chases for sense objects under the spell of matter. None of these things are not perceived by a person who is vimudha, who is deluded. Now that delusion happens because of the spell of the sense objects. But pashyanti jnana chakshushaha, but we can see with the eyes of knowledge. So the eyes of knowledge, now how do we get this knowledge? This knowledge comes from scripture. So when we study scripture, then we understand the true nature of things. And scripture doesn't ask us to reject our sight, but to use our sight to not get carried away by first impressions, by appearances, but to probe beyond the appearances to the substance. So Krishna says that pashyanti, we will be able to see also, jnana chakshushaha, with the eyes of knowledge. So just as a child sees, say, a piece of paper, sees a 500 rupee note to be a piece of paper. But the same child, when gets knowledge, sees that actually it is a 500 rupee note. It's not just a piece of paper that I can play with or tear apart or throw in the dustbin. So like just as knowledge transforms our vision, even in day-to-day life, similarly knowledge transforms our vision in spiritual life also. And with the knowledge that is acquired through scripture, we learn to see the truths of life properly. We see that in this world, everybody has to grow old. So the same sense objects that are irresistibly attractive, that seem irresistibly attractive to me now, a few years down the line, they are also going, their charm is going to disappear. And rather than seeing their short-term good looks, we focus on their inevitable degeneration. And thus we do not allow ourselves to succumb to their captivation. And instead, we use our sight to focus on Krishna's beautiful form as he is manifested through the deity and as is revealed through scripture. And by remembering that this beauty of the attractive objects in this world reflects but a spark of Krishna's beauty, we, whenever we behold such objects, rather than getting captivated by them, we intellectually, based on scripture, redirect our thoughts towards Krishna and focus on Krishna. And this way, when everything in this world that is attractive, which we perceive with our senses, which we see with our eyes, when that reminds us of Krishna, then scripture makes our sight right. Because even our sight takes us on the right path of remembering Krishna, of increasing our attraction of Krishna, and marching on the path back to Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.